Border. The Kenyan and Ugandan governments have initiated a joint border reaffirmation exercise in the Lokoriama-Lomokori region. The exercise aims to clearly mark visibility of the boundary through marking the boundary line. Thus, the communities along the joint borders have been sensitized ahead of the exercise that kicked off last week in March 11 and expected to last for 15 days. A high-powered delegation, including Turkana County security teams, Governor Jeremiah Lemurukai, Nairobi Survey Offices, and government spokesperson Joshua Arap Sang, participated in a public sensitization exercise last week. The Ugandan delegation was led by David Pulkol, who is a special advisor to President Uganda and other senior administrators. The exercise is being overseen by the Ministry of Lands, Public Works, Housing and Urban Development of Kenya, Kenya International Boundaries Office, and the Ministry of Lands, Housing and Urban Development of Uganda. County Commissioner Kavita said the exercise was meant for administrative purposes and not deter movement of the members of the two countries who belong to the East African community. The boundary determines the extent of sovereignty and jurisdiction of a state, added Surveyor Rotich. Furthermore, the process will help facilitate management of transboundary resource and unite communities and ensure their peaceful coexistence. A press dispatch announced that the exercise will involve re-establishing destroyed boundary pillars, constructing new ones, and drafting a comprehensive agreement to replace colonial agreements. The communities living along the area will be involved in the construction works as well as sourcing of construction materials from the host communities to promote ownership of the project. Myths of presence of costly minerals that led to destruction of earlier pillars were also debunked. Hence, we shall engage elders and members of the host communities because we have nothing to hide, said Rotich.